it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dumb, drunk, or drugs?
Susan from Beaumont is on for this round of Dumb, Drunk, or Drugs. Susan, here is your real headline. A man gets arrested while driving a pink Barbie Jeep.
Ooh, let's say drunk.
That's what I was going to say. I'll just say dumb.
I know this was drunk, and when you need a ride, you'll take whatever means you can, including a child-size pink Barbie Jeep. Casper, not the ghost, the drunk, wanted to go on a Slurpee run, but told the cops he was too lazy to walk. So he hopped into the pink Power Wheels and powered his way into town. The wasted wannabe Barbie got busted when he took the kid car onto the main road. He was arrested for a DUI and also a suspended license. He makes a terrible Barbie. Everybody knows accessories are sold separately.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
We have the exclusive. Since the CMA nominations came out, a lot of talks about the big snubs, and the name that keeps coming up is Low Cash. Chris from the band is joining us. We love that you called out the CMAs.
I wanted to do more, but I was, you know, shut down quickly.
Well, you know what? You can do more now. The floor is yours.
Yeah, I can't. My publicist will call me and kill me.
Well, dude, we can just echo what you said, because that was the one thing when we got the list of nominees, we're like, where's Low Cash? You guys are overlooked, yeah. And I'm just baffled by that.
I will say this. Go home, check it out on the internet, and read the requirements that ACMs and CMAs have put in there to be nominated. And then tell me. Then you can speak.
Well, and you make a great point in saying that it's the same people nominated over and over and over again.
Yeah, people that don't have radio hits.
Yeah.
No offense to the artists. I love every single person on there. I really do. I mean, I think they're great and they're talented. It's not about hating the player. It's hating the game. And it's unfortunate. Like, I'm a huge baseball fan. And, you know, there's a lot of, you know, I got travel ball. I got a batting cage here in Florida. I call it the daddy ball.
Yep.
It's daddy ball.
100%. I know exactly what you mean. Do you think, though, this is going to hurt you for next year?
I just say you have a 2-week number one and you don't get nominated. We're never going to get nominated.
Well, and the other part of that is seeing you guys live in concert. You guys are a traveling party, and that party is traveling to town this Sunday at the House of Blues in Anaheim. We cannot wait to see you guys out there.
Oh, trust me. We are ready to party and get it out and just and be us. There's not just us that's not. Parmalee gets number ones. Morgan goes off on him. He understands it. You know, Florida Georgia Line did the same thing. They got snubbed a lot. And it's really not about that. It's more about, you know, how much the bigger labels have 2,000 votes. I have 15 people on my label.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a big difference. And right now all we can do is go out and have fun and meet our people out there and do the show. That's the fun part about everything too.
Well, don't miss Low Cash when they come on out to the House of Blues in Anaheim on Sunday night.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Hey, you. How are you? That is my go-to. If I don't know somebody's name, it's you, or if it's like a little kid. Hey, babe, how are ya?
You're a hey you? That's not fun.
I know. Not as creative as you, because you definitely, it doesn't matter, man or woman, if you don't remember a name, you have a go-to phrase.
Mine is always, yo, big dog. It's always big dog.
Even
always. If it's if I can't remember your name, or if I've known you for 20 years, for some reason something just clicks up there, it's like, hey. Add some color to it. Give him a big dog. And I do.
Which is funny because Art was telling me that you had texted him when we were doing like the first pitch stuff. And he goes, yeah, that's right. Ant did text me. He goes, hold on. Let me go back to it. He goes, yeah. Hey, big dog. And I was like, he texted you big dog? I was like, he calls everybody big dog. I heard you call our sales manager the other day. What's up, big dog?
Every time. Every time. I think the only person I don't call big dog here is our big, big boss. I'm a little more respectful to him. I'll say, sir, Mr. V. But yeah, anybody
sir,
else.
Sir, big dog.
Yeah, sir, Mr. Sir, big dog. Everybody else is big dog. So I was actually online and they ranked the names to call someone when you can't remember their name. Here's the top five that people use. Number five, bro.
Okay.
What's up, bro? Okay, I get that one. Number four, chief.
Chief?
I'm not cool enough to say to, hey, Chief.
You have to be a certain level to pull off Chief.
Uh-huh. That's a really cool one.
Yeah.
Number three, Sport.
I feel like that's like an old guy.
Kind of outdated.
Hey, Sport.
I think that's what Tim Allen called Charlie in the Santa Claus, remember?
Oh, yeah,
hey,
he
Sport,
does.
Which shows you how old that is. Number two, Pal/Buddy.
Buddy, I get more than pal.
I'd unfriend somebody immediately if they said, hey, pal. Okay, here's the door. Go away. Number one, homie/homeboy/homegirl.
You know what? Now that you say that, I do, like, if I'm talking to my kids, I'll be like, what are you doing, homie? Like, maybe.
When you're talking to your children, you say homie?
And I call him bro, too. Yeah, maybe I do use more than hey, you.
You talk to your kids like that?
Yeah. I'll be like, close the door, homie. What are you doing?
Dude, come on. It's dinner time.
Where are your manners, bro? What is your go-to? If you can't remember somebody's name or if you just have that go-to phrase, what is it? Give us a call or send us a text at 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Big Dog on K-Frog.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
What's up, bro? How you doing, foo?
What's up, foo?
That was actually one text in. What is your go-to phrase if you don't know somebody's name? Anthony, you have one that you use repeatedly, and it doesn't matter guy or girl.
Big dog.
Big dog.
Is it bad that it doesn't matter if it's boy or girl?
I mean, it's a little awkward. It's a woman. You're like, what's up, big dog?
Sometimes they don't really like that, but it's just what comes to me.
Here are some other ones people are throwing out there if you need a phrase to call someone, although the 909 says, don't do this. It drives me crazy. There's someone at my work that calls everybody winner. Hey, winner.
Sounds kind of motivational.
And it's better than loser.
And much better than loser, I would say that. Gosh, what else? There's a lot of, hey girl, if I see a girl who I can't remember if it's a boy, I'll say, hey, friend. The hey, friend, I don't know why, it just irks me.
I do that one, too.
Hey, friend?
Bro, homie, friend.
What did you just say? Like, oh, hey, boy. That just kind of sounds weird, too.
626 texted, and they are part of the hey girl train. But I love this. They go, it's really awkward when you can't remember their name. And they go, put my number in your phone. And then you ask them, well, how do you spell your name? Trying to get them to say your name. And then their name is something like Jessica. Two S's.
You never, with spelling these days, you never know.
Let's see. Dan in Rialto, do you have a go-to phrase if you don't know somebody's name?
Yes.
What's yours?
I'm going to give it away. It's my tell. It's boss. I'm going to give him some rank.
Giving him some rank. I like that. How many times do you hear, like, that's an old guy phrase? Like, what's up, boss?
Oh, 100%.
Good morning, K-Frog. Who's this? Where you call from?
Hi, Princess. How you doing?
I'm good. Is that your go-to?
Yeah, it's one of them.
Or just for me? I thought I was special.
Well, no, of course. You know you're special, Kelly.
What would you refer to Anthony then?
Oh, hey, dude. How you doing?
I don't know. I kind of want Precious.
It was Princess, not Precious.
Was it Princess?
Yeah, no, she's a princess. Sure, the dude.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
I refuse. I am not going to do it. I know it's for a good cause, but the school fundraising is out of control. My kids came home with it this week. So now both of them, because they're both at the same school now, and it's like $35 wrapping paper. Like, who is buying that, especially in this day and age where everything is so expensive?
Yeah, $50 tub of popcorn.
Yes! Oh, do you want some peanut butter chocolate? Cool. $28. Like, no, I'll go get the good stuff, the Reese's, for $1.25.
I remember having a fundraise for Little League when I was, gosh, 7, 8 years old. And totally different ball game from now and then. But I had a little cardboard box full of chocolate bars, and they were $1 each.
The America's Finest.
That's it, yeah. And I would go door to door, something you would never do now, and sold them very quickly. And I was like, oh, okay, that was fun and easy. But now I can't afford your wrapping paper, little Billy. Sorry.
Right? I was appalled. I opened it and I'm like, you're kidding me. Like, people are actually paying this much for, and it's wrapping paper. There's like reusable bags, and even the reusable bags are like $20.
And remind me again, the fundraising, where does the money go back to the school?
To the school. Okay. Yeah, this is their school fundraiser. And, you know, my kids are all amped about it because also when they send home this fundraising, they send home, like, if you sell X amount of things, this is what you win. So Carter has his heart set on like 80 items, and it's not a value, it's items. So 80 items to get a mini fridge, which I had to break his heart. And I was like, even if you get a mini fridge, it's not going in your room. No food and drinks in your room.
Dude,
you know that.
We have a big fridge.
Yeah. And then Colt, he wants to sell like 10 because you get this tablet. And I'm like, it's not an iPad. It's like one of those, like, you write on it and it's like glow in the dark, like coloring.
And you push the button and it goes away. Yeah.
Like, we could go get that at Five Below. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't need to charge our family and friends $150 worth of junk. You know what I mean?
So what are you going to do?
I'm not doing anything. I told the kids, I said, look, if you want to sell it, that's on you. You can hit up your nan and your pop and your grandma and your aunts and uncles, but like, I'm not going to go out of my way to try and sell this stuff because I don't even want to buy it. Sure. I don't want to, you know, ask my family and friends to buy it. Mm. I don't know. Maybe I'm being mean.
I see your point, but I mean, I don't know. I would maybe want to help the kids out a little bit. Not for like their, I don't know. I know they do want their prizes, but also just to kind of show you've made a little bit of an effort. You sold a few things.
I mean, I will probably buy one thing, but I'm not buying $35 wrapping paper. And I'm not even exaggerating. That's the worst part.
And they're not even fun designs.
No.
Go to Target, get the SpongeBob one.
I bought wrapping paper last December, okay? It's been under my bed for a year because it was on sale. Parents, are you actually doing the fundraising? Am I just being mean to my kids? I reached my boiling point this week. I mean, I will support my kids with, you know, their academic career, their extracurricular activities, but I drew the line on Monday when they came home with their fundraising. And it was like $35 wrapping paper.
It's a little expensive.
I mean, in this day and age where people are just struggling to buy groceries or gas or pay their electricity bill, I can't see going to my family and friends and being like, hey, do you want to get a cheesecake mix that's $18 and you still have to make it?
I got a popcorn tub here with three different flavors.
I was taken back. I mean, I remember I did the fundraising when I was in school too, and it was the same type of stuff, but the prices on it, I'm like, this is a little ridiculous. But they give these kids the sheet of, if you sell this many items, this is what you win. So I on the prize for both of my boys, and I'm like, good luck.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's the incentive for the kids too, kind of like, oh yeah, mom, we got to sell this much.
But you can't go door to door because they go to school with all the same kids at their school. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so now it's hitting up Nan and Pop, and I'm sure they will buy something, but it's excessive.
There's a text from the 909 that says, maybe your kids can ask Anthony to buy some.
Aunt?
I don't make that kind of money.
Yeah, I know.
Kidding me?
Radio doesn't pay for wrapping paper, that's for sure. Not $35. 949 says, my kids aren't doing fundraising for their school this year. Instead, it's just a donate what you can. So no worthless buying of stuff and sending out the pathetic emails to family members begging for money.
I like that. I think that's fair. I mean, why don't you just kind of write a check or put some money aside and say, hey, here's what I'll donate, whatever it may be. And then, like you said, maybe take the kids out to Five Below or whatever the prizes are that they want, because they're going to be much cheaper than having to go through the whole process of the whole selling thing.
And the other thing with this is, yes, this is the school fundraising, but my boys also play Little League, so there's going to be fundraising there. I mean, there's multiple times where we're hitting up family members. Let's see, 951 says, I absolutely refuse to do school fundraisers. My son is also in Boy Scouts. It's hard enough to sell $20 popcorn when everybody wants the $5 Girl Scout cookie.
That's true, too. Got to compete with the Girl Scouts.
Laura in Loma Linda, do you do fundraising?
No, but what I do is write a check or give cash directly to the organization raising money, to Boy Scout camp, Girl Scout camp, whatever it might be. If it's Little League, I give them money.
What about the school, though?
School, I give them money.
Okay.
So straight to the school, not through the fundraising.
No, not through their fundraising. I write them a check and write donations.
I don't know if I still want to write a check. The more I talk about it, I might just be cheap.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Tomorrow night is fight night, the big Canelo and Crawford fight taking place on Netflix. I don't know if you saw it during the press conference yesterday. They said Canelo's contract exceeds $100 million for one fight.
That is insane. I'd get in the ring for that.
Would you?
Sure. Yeah, that's...
Baked money.
I'm glad you said that because I looked it up and I put your weight in and you would be considered a middleweight. Okay. That would be your weight class.
All right.
So for $100 million, here are some fighters that are in your weight class. Would you get in the ring with Anderson Silva?
No, I'd be killed instantly.
And just know, the rounds are 3 minutes, okay?
I would not last 3 seconds.
Okay. What about Canelo? He's actually in that weight class.
No.
Okay. I figured you were going to say that. So then I looked up some celebrities.
I was going to say, you can't put me in there against a professional fighter.
Yeah, we'll give you a celebrity boxing match. For $100 million, would you go in the ring with Ronaldo, Cristiano Ronaldo, soccer player?
Oh, no. He'd get tricky. He'd use his feet.
All his feet work.
Yeah. Would not do that one.
Okay. How about also in your weight class, Steven Tyler?
Yes, I like my odds on that one. Give me Steven Tyler.
Jim Carrey would be in.
I feel like he'd make me laugh too much, and then I'd be like closing my eyes laughing, and he'd knock me out.
He'd put a mask on.
That's a tough one. Yeah, who else you got?
How about Jason Aldean?
Oh.
Could you take Jason?
I'm afraid of the text messages that'll come in if I say I could.
You know, if you say you could, I'm going to tell him next time we see him. Could you take Jason Aldean?
Okay, we'll have this soundbite for him. Yes, I think I could take Jason Aldean.
Okay.
I'm terrified now.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.